for the best country, 98.9 FM. Paul Kelly, Dan Sultan teaming up for that one every day.
I love
day,
that. I just love that song.
Great song.
It really is. And, you know, I that was a part of the Final Quarter documentary that we saw on free-to-air TV a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago now. But, you know, I think it ties in really well with the theme of Adam Goods and his journey, which we are going to discuss a little bit more in depth as we go along this afternoon. But his story's told in depth in this documentary that we witnessed last night, The Australian Dream. And it's I think it's a lot of things that people didn't quite know about Adam and his journey in self-discovery and, you know, his Aboriginality, in particular his mother's story, which I don't want to talk too much about because I'm urging everybody to get along and see this film because it's powerful. It runs the gamut of emotions from, you know, happiness to sadness to anger. It's got everything in there. Another of the mob that was along there last night to have a look at the film is with us on the line right now, Emma McNeil. G'day, Emma.
Hey, how are you?
We're going good. First off, can you tell us your mob and your country?
Yep. So I'm from the Western Desert in WA, around Meekatharra, Jigalong area. I'm a Yamaji Matu woman, but living here in Brisbane now at the moment.
And of course, partner of Brisbane Lions, Mitch Robinson.
Yes.
And you guys were there last night in force to be a part of the screening of The Australian Dream. Can we first of all just get your thoughts about the whole situation, being so close to AFL in general, and your thoughts at the time when this was happening with Goodsy?
Oh yeah, it was honestly the second film. The first film I hadn't seen before, but the second one, I wasn't really sure what to expect. But there was a lot of emotions flying through. It was a very raw and real truth about this particular documentary, and I think when it comes out for everyone to be able to see it, like, it's going to hit a lot of heartstrings and probably open a lot of people's eyes and mind to the situation that's going on in Australia at the moment.
What were your thoughts after watching the film? And you know, you've got young children as well that will, you know, you'll probably want to be having that discussion with, you know, dad being a high-profile AFL player, but also, you know, the general discussions about racism in not only sport but in Australian culture.
Well, that's it. I mean, like, it was, I started a lot of emotions. Like, I started off really sad and then it got to a bit of anger here and there, and I just thought, like, it's there, black and white, for you to see. How is nobody picking up on this? Like, why is nobody taking this seriously? It broke my heart because, obviously, my son, you know, Mitchie's played 100 games, so he's under the father-son rule. And it would actually, you know, break my heart for him to actually deal with this kind of stuff as well on field. Thankfully, slowly, you know, the racial vilification sort of stuff is starting to, you know, be pushed out, and people recognise it as not being appropriate in our industry or around. But, you know, you're always going to get the odd one who will push the limit and say, ha-ha, you know, laugh it off, it's just a bit of a joke. Mm. But it really isn't. But it broke my heart, honestly, to see Adam's emotions and Stan Grant as well. Like, I've heard nothing but great things about Adam. Like, my brother, my big brother Carl Peterson, was drafted to Richmond and Hawthorn Hawks back in the day, and Adam Goods actually took him under his wing when he was just coming out of the Kimberley. He's a great role model and someone to really look up to in the community. And in a way, I look at it that he's sacrificed his career and put himself in the public eye to be scrutinised just to be a voice. And now he's opened up a pathway for everyone.
I think it's awesome that the things that the Lions are doing, especially with, you know, those fantastic Guernseys that you're a part of, and of course the painting of the boots for the players, which, you know, every time I see, it makes you puff up with pride, and you know, to see the way that the boys celebrate as well, you know, which Adam was a big part of, you know, bringing that to the forefront. You must feel like you're doing a great thing there with your work as an artist.
100%, and there's such a need for it now. People are starting to see the true beauty of Indigenous art and our culture, and they're wanting to be involved. And, you know, I've got people from all nationalities wanting boots now to represent us, and that's amazing to see as well. And I think the AFL, as well as, you know, rugby, and other sports were incorporating Indigenous art and recognising their Indigenous players, are really, really helping us, you know, keep the culture alive. And, it's great to see, honestly.
Hey, Emma, just going back to the film, The Final Quarter, and also The Australian Dream, I'm just wondering, were there any redeeming qualities about it? There's a lot of negatives obviously involved, and we talked about those emotions we feel when we watch it, but is there anything positive that, you know, listeners and audiences can take away from them, take away from it, rather?
I think a lot of people will be really inspired by Adam and his journey. And not only that, to see the brotherhood and the strength between the boys that they share with each other, the support. You know, he really was quite helpless at one point, and especially playing in a game, because what can you do when a crowd's booing?
Nowhere to hide.
It was amazing to see, you know, his boys get around him, like Mickey O'Loughlin, like get around and support him. You know, that will inspire a lot of people also to put that into their football as well, to not only just recognise their teammates as boys and blokes that they play footy with, but as their brothers as well.
Now let's talk about your artwork. Give it a plug for us.
Thank you. So I'm Charlie Wanti, WANTI, on Instagram. It's a fairly new sort of business that's just starting to take off. And, I'm really trying to broaden my horizon at the moment and try different things. But, check me out on Instagram if you like to, hashtag Charlie Wanti.
Very cool. And, I'm a big fan of, anyone knows me knows I'm a big fan of a bit of ink, a bit of tattoo, your man's definitely repping the ink on the arms there, and did you have a bit of a part in that?
He is, yeah. No, he actually came home one day and I was surprised to find my face on his forearm. So, I had never really met Tasmanian before we got together, and he'd lived with Eddie Betts, and he just was so involved with my culture. He wanted to learn. He wanted to know my history and where I was from. And he's always been so inspired by, you know, our families and the way we all connect with each other. His artwork on his sleeve, you know, I've done a bit of dot painting here and there and a few footprints and that. So, it makes me proud every time I see him, and especially when he's playing footy and I can see my face and our kid's face on his arms. And it's beautiful.
It is fantastic. And look, speaking of footy, we'd be remiss about not banging the drum for how well the Lions are going, and what's the vibe like? You're there, you're amongst it. We're just spectators, but what's it like at the moment? What's the feeling like for not only Mitch but for the rest of the team there?
Oh, honestly, it's amazing. Like the unity at the moment in the club, like everyone's on the same page. Everyone's working hard. Nobody's getting ahead of themselves, and they're thinking one game at a time. It's awesome to see it finally pay off. I mean, you know, we know what it's like to lose, but actually, you know, feeling these wins are pretty amazing for the boys, and there's an ultimate, like, awesome vibe at the moment in our club. So
I think the boys have definitely won over a few more Queensland fans, that's for sure, with the way the Broncos are going at the moment.
Yeah, well, we definitely got more people asking for tickets these days. Oh, no.
Yeah, deadly. Well, Emma, look, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Australian Dream. Of course, it opens on August 22nd, and we're going to have some tickets to give away in the next few days. So if you want to get along there, stay
thank
tuned,
so
and we'll try and get you along there. Give your Instagram another plug before we let you go.
At Charlie Wanti, WANTI, on Instagram. Hit me up and follow me. Thanks, people.
Cheers. No worries. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you. See you later.
White fella, doesn't matter what you color, as long as you are true fella, as long as you are real fella. All the people of different races, with different lives, in different places, it doesn't matter what your name is, we got to have lots of changes. We need more brothers if we're to make it. We need more sisters if we're to save it. Are you the one who's gonna stand up and be counted? Are you the one who's gonna be there when we different places, it doesn't matter which religion, it's all the same when the ship is sinking. We need more brothers if we're to make it.
We need more sisters if we're to save it.